to order to speak about the wellness center.
Last time we talked, we were waiting on some information on the access door.
Right.
Because it's still not working. Late last week, they finally responded back to us. If you remember, Jim was going to try and help and contact them.
Right.
Which he did, and I know they're conversing with Ryan down in IT, so.
Turn your mic just a little bit. It's echoing up here.
Heard me.
I guess.
Okay. I don't hear it up here now.
So they're still working on that. I just wanted to let you guys know.
On the BART, the scanner?
Yes. Contacted late last week.
So that's the reason you put it on there for this morning.
Well, there was I had one thing too. I got approached by the sheriff's department, who want to they would like to have some input on the wellness committee because of they're a large entity, and they asked us if we would be open to expanding the board from 5 members to 7 members, and let 2 people from the sheriff's department sit on the advisory board for wellness center. They have some concerns. They work irregular hours, and so they wanted to have some input and some discussion about maybe the hours of operation and things like that, if there's a way they could work through that. I don't see any problem expanding it to a 7-person board at all. I mean, we created the advisory board, so I didn't know if we could add 2 more people to it.
Yeah, well,
They did contribute to the equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How often does our wellness board meet?
We're scheduled to meet tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't have any problems with the numbers. Adding a couple.
Okay.
Who's it?
Are you guys going to point specific individuals?
Well, Monty
Barkley.
Monty Barkley is one who came to me, and then I met with Jimmy, and I don't like to meet with any employee without their manager there, and so I met with Jimmy and Monty to talk about just his thoughts, and he said that there was a lot of interest over at the deputy, but he would like to serve on it, but he said he also has some individuals over there, so I was going to let them just submit some names to us. If we decide to go this direction or not.
Say that again. What is their desire? I mean, what's not happening that they'd like to see happen?
They feel like they would like to have some flexibility or some discussion about the hours of operation and some other things, just because the deputies make up a large portion of the employee staff, and they work irregular hours. They don't work in a traditional 8-to-5. And so they would like some input to maybe some of the operational part of the wellness center.
Are they limited on their training facility over there?
They are. We have far more equipment.
I know, but I'm talking about time-wise and things like that.
No, they have. Theirs is all barcode. I mean, theirs is all security coded, so they can get into it anytime. But I mean, once again, I was indifferent.
I don't have any problem with it. I was just wondering if they was. We're limited on the getting into the facility or something.
I don't know.
I just think they're limited on equipment that they have over there.
Yeah.
What are our hours?
From 6 in the morning to 8 at night, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Okay. So are we in agreement?
I think we're in agreement.
We'll go to the sheriff's department. To
a couple of names, uh-huh. And then I'll bring this back to you.
Yeah.
And then you guys just.
Yeah.
All right.
That's to make it from a 5 to a 7.
Uh huh.
Correct.
And are you keeping kind of notes for us for those meetings?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. What else you got for us?
There was some question last week on which door needed to be accessed. The door by the old sheriff's department over there by 911.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they come through that way and then kind of wind through and go down the stairwell, or if they use the outside door next to IT.
This is for the after hours, yes. Basically non-prime time hours,
right.
Correct?
Correct.
I think that they should use the one down front.
Downstairs?
Yeah, out front there.
Okay.
Myself. That, security-wise, I mean, it kind of eliminates anybody.
Right.
Picking anything up and carrying it right out in front. And not that anybody would, but I'm talking about, might accidentally put a dumbbell in your pocket and carry it out. No, it's just because it's out front there and more business.
I love you for that too, so.
We need a little humor to start today.
We need to take whenever we can because we don't know when the next time we'll
That's
be.
That's right. It won't be a long time.
That's all I have in the moment.
Okay. All right. We'll recess until 9 then.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.